Good morning, and welcome to Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. And good morning, America. Welcome to Tech Talk. We have Charles Miller, Charles Mall. They're both in charge today.
Yes.
It is.
We like to think so.
Charles in charge.
It doesn't always work that way.
It is Tech Talk. And again, phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. That is a free call. Gentlemen, what do we got going on today?
Well, I can tell you this much. My wife wouldn't say I was in charge.
Okay, we got the record. We got the record
straight. We got the record straight on that one, yeah. In fact, she had the honey-do list going before I even got out of bed this morning, so I think she was in charge. Pull the swimming pool out. I want to put it up. So, you know, good things like that.
Well, it's summertime.
It is, and I'm telling you, it's hot.
It's instant summer this week, wouldn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Went from 75 to 90 real quick.
And she was doing all this gardening, you know, in a greenhouse, and she says, you go in that greenhouse, and it's like 300 degrees in there. Bill, put my swimming pool up. Let's get this going. We got to do something important. And, you know, speaking of swimming pools, you know, we're talking about technology. Anybody who's putting up pools, you got to stop and consider the amount of energy these use to, you know, run a pool, to keep your pumps going and all the different things. Well, we had for years and years, you know, the amount of chemicals we had to use to keep a pool clean and all this stuff. We finally got to this point where we said, enough is enough. I went down and bought one of these big pipes, put a UV light system through it, and now we have a sand filter that the water comes through the sand filter, then goes through a UV light screening, and then back into the pool. No chemicals. Last year, our pool had not one drop of chemical in it. The only thing we would stick in it periodically was a little cup of, or a quarter of a cup of food grade peroxide and just dump it in there, and you could swim. You didn't have any chlorine smell when you got out of the pool, and our pool was crystal clear all summer long.
Wow, nice.
So, and that little filter did a great job, and I got the idea because, you know, koi ponds, a lot of these koi ponds, they put those in there, you know, these big filters, and they use UV light to clean, keep them somewhat clean. So I thought, you know, that would work in a swimming pool. I don't know why it wouldn't. So we found one of those big systems, and I built a little pipe thing to put it through, and the water runs right straight out of that into the UV light, and the UV light kills all the bacteria that goes into the pool, and it's just crystal clean.
I always wondered about that, you know, try to avoid all those chemicals, because they're pretty potent sometimes. You can really tell when you go in a pool.
Yeah, you can really tell, and the chlorine smell. And we noticed last year it was so nice because you could get out of the pool and walk straight from your pool into the house and climb into bed. You didn't have to go shower or anything. I mean, it was just, you didn't smell like chlorine. You felt clean when you got out of there because it was just water. And I thought, well, we'll see how this goes, you know, because once it gets really hot, you've had a rainstorm, you typically get a ton of algae.
Yeah.
None. I mean, that thing, as long as it was running, it was keeping it clean. And we had a crystal clear pool all year long. And it was really nice. So the chemical companies, they didn't do good with us last year. So I'm just saying, it is possible to really, and if you want to know more about it, you can contact me at NBR Electronics. I can tell you what we did to do this. And if you have a pool, this would be a great thing for you to be able to clean your water, keep your water looking crystal clear.
Nice. Great idea.
Now, you have to go get some food grade peroxide because periodically you want to put a little of that in it. And it just enhances the killing of bacteria, but that and the UV light and food grade, you know, you can drink it. So I mean, it's just peroxide, but it was, and we got that, I think, on Amazon, and get it in like a gallon, and just every once in a while just put a quarter cup in there. But it was nice to not have all the chemicals. But electronics, you know, UV light kills a lot of bacteria, especially if it's UVC, and most all the lamps that come out now are UVC, which is going to do that. It's going to kill virus. It's going to kill bacteria, algae. It's just going to keep it clean. So just FYI.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Keeping cool with Charles.
Keeping cool with Charles. And, you know, we did a whole bunch of things, Charles, this year. The greenhouse is all automated now. We have our vents all open up with those wax-filled openers, so you don't have to go out and open them and close them. They do it based on heat. They'll open themselves and close them. And I'm getting pretty automated.
Sounds like a nice little setup.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Pretty soon, I won't even have to get out of my chair.
Could change his last name to Jetson here in a minute.
Yeah, Jetson, that would be great. Except for I don't have the flying car yet. That's next.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, what's been happening in your world, Charles?
Oh, shoot. I've just been staying hooked up with my stuff, but I'm sure getting a lot of calls from people who are just getting freaked out over stuff. You know, we talk about all these scams and things like that, but... Like for example, I've had somebody said, well, you know, when I uninstalled like WebRoot on my Windows machine, it would take it out. It affected my Mac machine.
Oh.
And I don't see how that could be. But I think there's a lot of phobias, you know, because there's so much going on your computer that you can't help but wonder, okay, well, I think it did this. I think, and you create your own theories of how this has actually got interdependencies. Now, some software does have, you know, there's a lot of syncing going on, especially in the browsers. You know, when you go to the new Microsoft Chromium version of Edge, you know, which is the new browser that Microsoft's putting in their updates now. So the Edge, you know, is starting to replace the Internet Explorer, which has been, you know, it's always had vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
So now they've got this Edge, which is based on Chrome. But... You know, it's nice that it works like Chrome. You know, it's very similar, except you still have a lot less controls than you do in Chrome. Wow. Like for example, when you pull up a new tab, it's always going to go to Bing or one of the Microsoft things because they're always still trying to reel you in on using their stuff. You know, that's the Microsoft strategy. You know, once you get one piece of software, all of a sudden you're the sucking sensation. You get pulled into more of their stuff. Like the Office, for example, I was helping my brother yesterday with an Office 365 problem where he couldn't change. It said, you got to put in your PIN, and then you try to change your PIN number on the security settings, you know, in Windows 10. Yeah. Couldn't change it. Said, well, there's some kind of policy that's been set on your Office 365, which he had no control over. So, you know, he was kind of stuck in between. He couldn't. It was asking for a PIN, so he always had to click the button and says, well, let me just use my password. And so it was just an extra step.
Yeah.
But there's little annoyances like that where you can tell, you know, that you're not totally in control. You know, we started with theme, and it's like that. Yeah. The software is trying to, you know, railroad you into one thing or another without you even consciously going one direction or another.
Well, I think they kind of steer you around like a guide with a rope around your neck and try to pull you the directions they want to go. And I've noticed that even in computing, because I have to do the same thing with, you know, like QuickBooks or some program. They always are trying to steer you their direction, because, you know, all my QuickBooks, I do my banking separate from QuickBooks. I do all my business information input to that, you know, for tax purposes. But my money I put into the bank myself. I don't let them deposit it for me or do it through the banking system, you know. But they're always trying to steer you that direction. And you have to be really careful because sometimes they'll change my, when I'm doing my books in the evening, they'll change where my funds are going, and they'll select the folders that I'm or the bank account that I'm wanting it to go to, and even though I'm not dealing with the bank directly, no money's being transferred between that QuickBooks and the bank. We're not doing that, but it still opens up the folder. So if I'm making checking deposits, they're going into savings. Then I got to go back and fix all that because they keep changing the default, trying to suck you into doing all the stuff them. So, like you said, you have to kind of watch that.
Well, you
stuff.
Have to kind of be careful and just be aware of what's going on. So, when it gets to like getting education on stuff like this, it's just like you got to be pragmatic and stay in tune with what this software is really doing for you or to you. You know,
exactly.
Could it go either way? Now, I use QuickBooks myself, but I use the desktop version because the online version. you know, I see that there's really all kinds of deceptive stuff trying to get you to get into that version, because once you get your data in there, you can't get it out to go
you
back
can't.
The other way.
No, you can't go backwards.
You get kind of locked in, and that's you know, that's just it's marketing, it's business practices, which are kind of somewhat unscrupulous.
You know, I made that big mistake of moving to online QuickBooks years ago, and I wished I would have stayed with the desktop. In fact, my account, I remember her telling me, why did you switch? And I was like, well, they kept telling me, you know, because I do on-site work, you can't take your computer with you all the time on-site work. So I can do all my QuickBooks online with my phone. And so they have all the apps that fix with your iPad. You can do QuickBooks and all those different things. So you can take it with you, your point of sale. So that's why I switched to the online version. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem with online. The moment they have a server that goes down, you can't access your QuickBooks.
Yeah, your internet is your sole dependency.
Your whole dependency. So if the internet crashes in any way, or their servers go down, and it's happened, I'm walking around well, I can't take money now because I can't work up an invoice or a receipt because everything's done online. And it's not like with the desktop version that you can just still do it and later, you know, do your linking it up and whatever you want to do. It's instant and it's all online.
Well, you know, the ideal way to really do your computing and storing your stuff is to have this hybrid version where you run your stuff locally. You know, so you still have control. Like if you have no connection to the internet at all, you can still function.
Yeah.
You have all the functionality. And then you have a link to the web so that you can have all that stored remote. So if you did have a problem with any of your local stuff, you can operate remote.
Yeah.
You know, that's the ideal scenario.
That's the ideal. Mm-hmm.
But the way a lot of companies are doing it, they're letting you get into the local version like a hybrid, but the dependencies to the remote stuff is where they're trying to lead you to, like the online QuickBooks.
Yeah.
You know, it's all online and you know, all of a sudden things have changed, and you know how it is. You all of a sudden you start up your office or whatever program it is. Well, this is new, you know, everything starts to subtly change. So that's why it's nice to kind of stay in tune, and that's why I'd like to do these little tours, because one thing I'm working on is recording all these screens like you're going through. It says, well, this is different, because how do you share that kind of information?
Yeah.
It's really hard to even describe these scenarios without looking over somebody's shoulder.
It says,
I see that, and this is what's going on, and that's why, like, I brought my little SLR. This is like the new version of the 35mm. I've got an Olympus PL9 here in my hand, which is it's like the old 35mm, except it's all digital. There's no mirror. It's all CCD.
Yeah, and you don't have film.
16 megapixel. Yeah. You know, it's got a heck of a resolution. So, and it's super sharp lens, because I'm going to set these up like a webcam, because you can set these up so you can use the HDMI connection, go to this little capture device that feeds it into your USB 3 or C slot, because, you know, those are really high-speed links. And you can see, you know, use it like a webcam, but you can record.
Yeah, so you can do a live show.
Right, because I'm going to have a mixer where I'll actually be able to switch between, like, if you had an iPad or an iPhone, you have that mirror function, mm-hmm. which is starting to get common now, you know, on the PC and on your TV. I want to be able to record those things.
Oh, yeah.
So now you can actually go through and do little things to make it interesting.
Oh, that'd be cool. Very good. Gentlemen, we're going to have to take a little break, and we're going to be back with more Tech Talk after this 1 minute timeout.
Join Redeemer Lutheran Church this Sunday at 1 p.m. in their parking lot for a live church service. Tune your radio right here to K1 1400 or 93.3. Can't join in person? Still listen on the radio or on your Bartlesville radio app. Or feel free to watch live on the Redeemer Lutheran Church Facebook page at your leisure. Download sermon notes and PowerPoint of the service at RedeemerBartlesville.org. And tune in Sundays at 1 p.m. on 1493.3 K1 for a live drive-in church service from Redeemer Lutheran in Bartlesville.
Do you need to hire skilled employees that really want to work?
Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services can help.
Get tax incentives.
And free training.
makes sense to hire an Oklahoman with a disability.
And if you need help, DRS has your back.
Connect with DRS Business Services Program.
They are ready to serve you.
1-833-OK-DRS-4U or okdrs.gov/BSP.
Good morning and welcome back to Tech Talk, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. Charles Miller, Charles Mall, in charge today.
Yes, and I tell you, going back to computers and talking about cameras versus, you know, or linking with computers, a lot of your, you know, like that type of photography, you know, they're doing on the iPhones now,
oh, yeah,
and the Androids. They've got some really nice cameras in them. But still, there was something about being able to, like with that one, it reminds me of my old Yashica camera. I loved my Yashica camera. I still have it to this day, even though it took 35 millimeter film. But I still miss that camera because it took such great pictures back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And but it had all these different lenses that would screw on, and I had like three or four different types of lenses, a zoom, a telephoto, and I've still got all those. And but seeing that digital camera, the things you can do with it with a computer where you can link them together and fix your pictures.
Yeah.
You know, you can edit and crop and do all those things.
Well, you've got it all hooked up. Like this has got Wi-Fi. It's got Bluetooth. You know, so you have a lot of connectivity to this thing. So if you were going to do a streaming or take pictures for your Facebook account, you could do it.
And it has its own Wi-Fi built in? Wow.
Yeah. So there's a lot of neat features in it because they've got to do something to compete with the cameras because, you know, those... These phones are starting to clean
man.
Their clock.
Oh, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I got to see that iPhone 11 Pro Max, and a guy had one of those out. He was taking photos with it, and he took a photo with an iPhone 10. Then he took an iPhone 10S photo. Then he took the iPhone 10 or the iPhone XS Max, and then he took an X or the Pro. And the 11 Pro, and then he took the 11 Pro Max. And when he took those pictures and compared them all with the same photo, he shot the photo with all of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed the difference between them. That 11 Pro Max, I want you to know, that picture was so vivid, so sharp. You can see every alignment, like in a shirt, every wrinkle that was in it. It was all perfect. There was no blurring. I mean, it was just incredible, the quality of the picture.
Super sharp. Yeah. Like I see, we have a little webcam here. It's one of those C920s.
Yeah.
I have one of those also, and those are great little lenses, you know, that...
Yeah, it's got really the 60, high end.
Yeah, very good quality stuff, but yeah, these new lenses they have now, it's just amazing. They're making them so little.
Yeah, well, that's like, the whole thing.
Like, look at your
thing.
Phones.
Yeah.
Like, now you can have four of them. You've seen them where you got the front and the back, and their cameras galore.
Was the thing that was so complexing, I think, to most people going out and buying a phone. They're looking at this thing going, why do you have so many cameras on there? But there's one that does telephoto, one that does, wide angle. So they've got all these different lenses to do these different things. And, yes, it's a camera now.
Yeah.
But you've got the phone capability. Because this is a good example of my wife's niece, you know, her sister's daughter, had just graduated from high school, and they're trying to get her ready for college. And so they were going to get her a laptop, so they went with a Mac, trying to get her a good thin one that she can carry around at school with her. But they were talking about getting her a camera. She wanted a camera in the worst way to take pictures. But being she's in Alaska, you know, it's hard to get a lot of the technology there that we have here because some of it doesn't ship to Alaska. You can't ship a lot from Amazon to Alaska.
Really?
They're on an island.
Mm-hmm.
And so anything that has to be flown in, you can't get it that has batteries and all this. There's just a lot of things they have to go into, like Juneau. They have to take the boat into Juneau to get whatever they want or fly into Juneau to get things that are more modern. So we were saying, you know, you have an iPhone store down there. Don't go buy her a new camera because they have the most awesome cameras and she needs a new phone. So get them both. It's the phone and the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just was a great solution. She was like, well, does it take good pictures? And I sent her a link to go and see what it does. And she was like, man, that solves two problems with one. And it's a lot cheaper than going to buy a camera and then a phone.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I did the same thing. This week, I got together with my niece, you know, who just graduated out of high school.
Yeah.
And my sister wanted to get her a nice laptop for her graduation. So she so she asked me, I said, which would you pick if, you were going to do this for her? And I said, well, I'd get one of those Mac Airbooks.
Airbooks, yeah, they're Airbooks. So small.
They're so nice and small, but they really run good. I mean, they've got great performance, and they've got they had some deals on them, so we bought that. She came down, and one of the first questions, well, how do I make my phone work with this?
Because
their life is based around their phone so much.
And they link right up.
Yeah.
Especially if you have an Apple phone with an Apple computer.
Yep. Yeah. You just have to remember to be on the same network, like for Wi-Fi, the way the communication works. And that's with a lot of the internet devices, is you got to be on the same network. Like, for example, if you're accessing the network on a different subnet or, you know, network within your own house, you won't communicate with it. So it has to be on the same, you know, because some people have a different there's so many different kinds of setups.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
One of the questions she asked, and I'm hoping I can help people with this, the young girl wanted a camera that she could, you know, take the pictures and then get an SD card and be able to send her mom all the photos she takes because she and her mom share their photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but you both have Apple phones. You have what we call family sharing.
Yes.
And you every picture you take, your mom's going to get. And every picture she takes, you're going to get. You can put it on family sharing and, you know, share this folder, and you can have a mom folder, and everything you put in that folder, mom gets. And so that way you guys can share your photos, but you don't have to be there. You don't have to use a disk. It's all done through the cloud. And so we're setting them up on all this stuff and trying to get them educated on how this all works. But it's a wonderful process to be able to do that. I have family sharing with my family as far as like videos are concerned. If I purchase a iTunes video, it goes into a family sharing one. They can all view it. It all goes into their library. Mm-hmm. So one purchase, all the family can share it. So, yeah, it's kind of a neat thing how that works with Apple.
Yeah. Yep. Well, there's a lot of options for that kind of stuff.
There are.
Yeah.
We're going to explore a few more options here in just a little bit, but we have to take this time out, guys. Right now it is 7:52. You're listening to Tech Talk. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
This is Daryl Wooten, pastor of Spirit Church, inviting you to join us each Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 for church services on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Spirit Church is a place of love, joy, and peace, and we pray you'll receive all three during each Sunday's broadcast. Tune in each Sunday on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 at 9:30.
Welcome back to Tech Talk, and we have Charles and Charles, and of course, your calls are welcome at 1-800-749-5936. We were talking about options before we took our break, guys.
Yeah. Well, there's so many options. You know, when you go out to purchase a phone or you go out to purchase a computer nowadays, so many options.
Oh, yeah. Look at, like, do a search on laptops on Amazon.
Oh, man.
Oh, shoot. You'll get, like, tons. And how do you actually weed through that? Like, time together here this last Saturday, I mentioned the fact that, you know, one of the ways you can actually look at the processing power, like on the computers, on the laptops, that's what I look for. I try to avoid getting a low-end processor because, you know, it basically shortens the life of the machine because the operating system and the software just gets more and more demanding continually. So you have to buy for tomorrow to kind of grow into it. And so that's why I say, well, put in the processor. Like if it's an i5 80, like it might be an i5-8250. That's what I have in this laptop. Do a search, and then look, the second option underneath, if you'd Google it, I think with Bing it's down a ways, but under Google, it'll say CPU benchmark. And when you go to the CPU benchmarks, it gives you a number. You know, like, for example, like mine, I think this laptop is like 7,500 something.
Wow.
You know, it's a good, in my home machine, it's 9,700. But I see machines that I come in every once in a while, and says, well, this thing is running so slow. And I look at the processor, and it'll be some processor that'll be rated like at 600 or 700, you know, not even up to 1,000. So I say get it at least where it's like 3,000, you know, for the CPU rating.
Yeah.
And now you have something that's decent, because if you're going to be short, you know, on performance for a long time, because you know you're going to have to use that machine for a while. So I'd look for that. That's one of the parameters. And then the second thing is SSDs are replacing the physical drives, you know, the spinning drives. I mean,
right, yeah.
Because the spinning drives, you know, are kind of, they're getting real inexpensive now, but they're the ones that take more power, and they're more draining. But the performance on those SSD, you know, the solid state disk drive, 10 to 20 times better performance. So now when you click on something, like my machine boots in 10 to 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Now it's ready to go. And, you know, depending on what it's loading, but still, it's pretty quick compared to waiting. Like some people have to wait 10 minutes before they can actually use their computer.
So, wow.
So that's a significant factor, you know, as far as buying goes. So look for that.
And down the road, you know, everybody's going to have to upgrade at some point. And so it's always good to be kind of aware of what's happening out there. Keep up with, and having a student that's getting ready to go to school kind of gets you back into the groove of looking. But eventually you have to upgrade your computer. I mean, I'm sure you still see it where people come in with some old Windows 7, old dinosaur computer and want you to fix it up.
Yeah, I have people with XP and Windows 7 that they don't want to get rid of. They said, I like this. Keep me, you know, in this environment. And I said, well, just take it off the internet. You know, so you could and use another machine for that, and then you could get by. If you really want to lock it down and keep it static, that's really what you have to do, because the internet is just changing everything on your machine daily, practically. You can see it on your phone. Or, you know, it's a dynamic environment.
I've been running Windows 10, you know, but I run it on that little tiny small computer that I've got at my shop, and it's worked for me. But, you know, it is... I keep looking at, sometime I'm going to have to get a little bit bigger screen, because I'm not getting any younger, and the eyes gets weaker as you get older. And so the other day I was sitting there trying to squint to look at these little bitty words, and I was thinking, you know, I'm going to have to get a bigger screen. I just hate having a big screen on my desk or my point of sale, because it's so big. Well, it's just in the way.
I tell you the one that I really like right now, like they have these as staples now. It's a P204. It's a 20 inch, I think it's 19.5 or 20 inch screen, which isn't huge, but it's got all the resolution. It's got that, you know, the higher resolution, but it's not a huge screen, and I think it's like $60-some. It's a great deal, because all the other ones are over $100 screens.
Yeah.
But I started using those on Chromebooks. You know, Chromebooks is what a lot of students have to use, and they got those little 10, 11 inch screens. You can't, you know, nothing's designed for that small a screen anymore, unless you got really good eyes and you can see those tiny characters. But if you put a screen on like that on those Chromebooks, boy, I tell you, those things are nice little machines.
Sure.
I was really impressed with how good they work when you can see everything.
Yeah. And you know, part to me is stress on the eyes. You know, you tire these eyes really fast if you're working on a small computer. And I noticed, because I do electronics repair, everything's so SMD. It's so small now. It's so microscopic. So it's hard.
Gentlemen, we're getting to that point of the show where we're going to kind of wrap it up. What's going on at the shop?
I'm at 510 South Keeler, NBR Electronics. You can come down anytime, get some repairs.
Charles?
I'm at itvillage.one.
Very good. Gentlemen, thank you for being on board today.
And, yes, sir.
giving us a whole college full of knowledge here today.
College full of knowledge.
In 30 minutes or less. All right, we've got more coming up. News at the top of the hour. And stay tuned. We'll also tell you how hot it's going to get with a check of our forecast as well.
Residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.